Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A look at Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast. The National Weather Service has a flash flood watch in effect from Wednesday afternoon through Thursday afternoon for portions of northwest Connecticut, east central New York, including northwestern Connecticut, northern Litchfield, and southern Litchfield in east central New York, eastern Dutchess, eastern Ulster, and western Dutchess and western Ulster County from Wednesday through Thursday afternoon. Possibly 2 to 4 inches of rain may fall. We'll check Pat's forecast in just a few moments. New troopers will begin training in North Canaan at Troop B. 6 newly minted troopers will work Monday at State Police Troop B. In a story in this morning's Republican American, the assignment is the next step in their education as they begin 45 working days of field training. There were 101 graduates from the 22-week program at the State Police Academy this term, including Canaan contingent, which includes Andrew Eisner of East Hartford, Gina Giannini of Torrington, Michael Osorio of Torrington, Joshua Wedge of Riverton, and Alexandria Krasaski of Morris and Jared Tours of Torrington. They will be part of a team covering the largest geographic district in Connecticut, with 4 patrols serving 13 towns. Only 2 of the communities, Winston and Torrington, have independent police forces. COVID in Dutchess. New cases are climbing in August. The rate of vaccination is increasing, though. As the official end of summer approaches, kids and various employees prepare to spend more time indoors. COVID-19's grip on Dutchess County is continuing to tighten. A story in this morning's Poughkeepsie Journal. An average of more than 70 residents have been confirmed with new cases of the virus each day through the first 4 weeks of August, and roughly 4 out of 5 of them appear to be occurring in residents who are not fully vaccinated. But amid increasing positive cases, the FDA approval last week of the Pfizer vaccine, the number of residents receiving their first inoculation dose is also seeing an uptick. Through Saturday, the most recent day for which Dutchess shared information on its county dashboard, there had been 1,970 new cases. That tops May 620, June 120, and July 400 combined. In West Stockbridge, an attorney is seeking conditions for the foundry to the West Stockbridge Board. The foundry is a public hearing that is coming up. A special permit hearing for Thursday. The intent was to give board members time to digest testimony and new information about what is now almost entirely a noise problem and may come down to decibel measurements. Early indications from the attorney of Truck Orient Express, who is complaining excessive noise from the foundry events, suggest the owners want conditions on a special permit. At least 70 people came to the hearing at Town Hall. Many more joined in on Zoom to weigh in on a dust-up that has gripped the Berkshires and beyond, and to support Amy Brentano, owner and artistic director of the foundry and a performing arts venue, and Truck Orient Express, a Vietnamese restaurant across the street. Sharon, the Selectman Ad Hoc Committee at 5 p.m. Lime Rock Park's Historic Festival 39 kicks off on Thursday, runs through September 6th, Labor Day weekend. More information, limerock.com. The race car parade is on Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m., leaving Lime Rock Park, driving through Lakeville up through Salisbury, turning around at Noble Horizons, back through Salisbury and Lakeville into Falls Village, where a giant party is held for a couple of hours. Coming up on September 2nd, Ashley Falls Historic District Commission meets at 4:30. A virtual public informational meeting on the reconstruction of Bulls Bridge Road in Kent will be held via Zoom on Thursday, September 2nd at 7 p.m. Residents interested to find out whether the town board will opt in or out of allowing marijuana dispensaries and lounges to attend its monthly meeting. The meeting will be held at the Amenia Town Hall at 7 p.m. on Thursday. More information, ameniany.gov. Salisbury Congregational Church offering its monthly meeting house music meditation. This comes up Friday from noon till 12:30 in the meeting house. A 1/2 hour of organ and instrumental music is free to the community. CDC and Connecticut state policies of COVID regulations must be followed. A Labor Day weekend art sale is happening September 3rd, 5 till 8 p.m. to benefit the Cornwall Library. It will open with a cocktail reception from 5 until 8 p.m. on Friday. The first in-person concert devoted to well-known and beloved choral favorites from Crescendo, dramatic and sublime and special order outdoor setting. Included in the concert are English Renaissance, Baroque, Romantic, and American traditional spirituals. This will happen September 3rd at 5 p.m. at Sharon's Veterans Field at the Lions Pavilion. Tickets can be purchased at worldclassmusic.org. Fridays on the Green wrap up in Norfolk this Friday with an end-of-summer party. It begins at 6:30. The Goshen Fair Fair is back this Labor Day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, with lots to see and do all 3 days. GoshenFair.org. Labor Day Art Sale in Cornwall runs through the 6th at the Cornwall Library, kicking off with an in-person cocktail reception on September 3rd from 5 to M. The show will feature artwork donated from local and regional sources. All sales benefit the library. Sale hours are from 10 until 4 on Saturday, Sunday from 11 till 3, and Monday from 10 a.m. till noon. CornwallLibrary.org. Stockbridge Library, share the beauty and bounty of your garden. A pop-up flower show, a fundraiser to benefit the Stockbridge Library, September 4th, 10 until 2. Enter solo or as a dynamic duo. More information is available at StockbridgeLibrary.org. Underwriting support for Robin Hood Radio Stock Market Report comes from the Interlaken, Interlaken Road in Lakeville. You'll find them at interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Underwriting support from Viali Insurance, located at 75 Main Street in Lee, Massachusetts, insuring hard-to-place seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. For all your insurance needs, 413-243-0347, on the web, ViAliInsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,399.84, the NASDAQ at 15,265.89, and the S&P 500 at 4,528.79. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.